Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, the Mishnah. Kosher and Dli the Tishka. You have a bucket that is tied to a well, and that you use for drawing water from the well, and the rope breaks. So you're allowed to tie it with an article of clothing. Tishka is some kind of article of clothing that you're not going to leave there. So it's only going to be a kesher shenu shel kayama, aval lo bechevel. You can't tie it with a piece of rope because we're afraid you'll leave it there, it'll end up being a kesher shel kayama. Rabbi Yehuda matir. Rabbi Yehuda says you can even use a rope, and we're not afraid that you'll leave it there. Klal omer Rabbi Yehuda, kol kesher shenu shel kayama ain chayav lo. Rabbi Yehuda said a klal, any kesher is not shel kayama, you're not chayav on it. See one second what this is. What this has to do, it's not going back on what came before, because here Rabbi Yehuda says mutter to do. Here he just says you're not chayav. Kosher and gliva piskia al pi habor the piskia lo mevatel lehosam. You're not going to leave your clothing on this ladle or the bucket for an extended amount of time. You're eventually going to untie it to get your clothing back. Avelo bechevel the mevatel lehosam, because we're afraid you'll leave it there. Avikesher shel kayama. Shari kosher v'toli shon tom, it's going to remain there constantly. Rabbi Yehuda mater b'gmar mefarish. Ha'chevel d'mai. Ilei mechevel d'alma, Rabbi Yehuda mater kesher shel kayomahu. Right, what kind of chevel, what kind of rope does Rabbi Yehuda say is mutter and the Rabbanan say is osir? Right, if it's a regular rope, how could Rabbi Yehuda be mater it? It's possible you leave it there. You're tying it with a regular rope, why shouldn't you leave it there? And that's a kesher shel kayomah. Elechevel d'gardi. It's talking about a rope that you use for weaving, and the weaver needs it, so he's not going to leave it there. He's going to take it. He's going to take it back. The name of the Rabbanan Savri Gazrin Chevel Degar Diatu Chevel Dialma. Rabbi Yehuda Savri Lo Gazrinim. Comes out that the Rabbanan hold that we're afraid if we let him use a rope that's used by weavers, even though svara wise he's not going to leave it there, but we're afraid he'll get mixed up. And if people see you can use a rope for weavers, they'll use a regular rope, and they will leave it there. And then people will be over in the rice. But the Rabbi Yehuda says, we're not gozer. That if you use a rope that's used by weavers, which you're going to take away, nobody's going to learn from that to use a regular rope. Raminu. So that's what the machlokus is, and we have a contradiction. Chevel d'lish nifsek, lo yehe kosher ela onvo. Rabbi Yehuda omer korech ola punda opiskia uvavad shelo yanvenu. Right, it says a different braisa that if you have a rope of a bucket that broke, so you can't tie it, but you should put a bow, make a bow. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that you can't make a bow, but you put a piski or a punda, some kind of article of clothing, and temporarily tie it back together, but not tie a bow in the rope that's there. So kasha Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, kasha Rabbana. Rabbi Yehuda, right, said in the Mishnah that you can use a chevel de gardi. You can use a regular rope from a weaver. Here he says you have to use an article of clothing. And the Rabbanan hold that you're allowed to, put a bow in the rope that's there. And in the Mishnah they say you have to use an article of clothing. Versus the Rabbanan al-Kasha, Chevel bechevel michlif, aniva bekshira lo michlifa. You have two possibilities. You can use something that's not a rope, if you're going to make a knot, but you can't use any kind of rope, even a chevel that you're going to take away, like a weaver's rope, because we're afraid that people will mix up the different kinds of rope and end up using a rope that they'll leave there. But aniva bekshira lo michlifa. But if you're going to make a bow instead of a knot, that people won't get mixed up. And a bow is not a knot, nemeil is mutter. So they hold you can either put a bow in the regular rope, or you can use an article of clothing if you're going to make a knot. So there's no stira. The Rabbanan just have two options, and both of them are okay. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda lokashia, hasam lo mishum de mechalfa niva bekshira. It's not that Rabbi Yehuda holds that we're afraid if you let him make a bow, he'll make a knot. El aniva gufa kshira. Rabbi Yehuda holds that a bow is also considered a knot. It's awesome. It's not also because of what may happen. It's also because it's also to make a bow. But enochanami, if you make a knot or a bow that you're not going to keep, and you use a chevel de gardi, we're not afraid that you're going to use a regular chevel. So no matter what you do, if you do it in a way that that you're sure they're going to take it out, Rabbi Yehuda's matter, but you can't make a bow or a knot that you're not going to take out. Okay. Rashi. The chevel de gardi pligated tzorich lo, v'lo mevatel lo. It's talking about a weaver's rope that the weaver needs, so you're not going to leave it there. So it's only a kesher sheino shel kayama. Chevel glisha nifsak, bem tziuso, the rope broke in the middle, lo yehe koshro, the kesher shel kayama hula olam. If you tie it, you're making a knot that's going to stay there. Korech alav, mechaber shnei roshi ha-pisuk zeh al zeh, the korech aleim punda, ezer cholol, o psikia. You tie the two ends of the rope up with either, with some kind of article of clothing, with a belt or whatever, that we know you're not going to leave there. But you can't make a bow in the knot itself. And the Gemara now thinks the reason is because we're afraid that if we let him bow it, he'll tie it. And here is a steer, because Rabbi Yehuda holds we're not gozer. We're not afraid that if you use a chevel de garde, you can use a regular chevel. Why are we afraid? If you make a bow, you'll make a knot. Nichlef eno nikr bein zelazet. Visharinim b'de garde, osi l'mishra b'de alma. So the Gemara answers, no, the Rabbanan hold that you can easily distinguish between a knot and a bow, and therefore you're allowed to make a bow. But you can't easily distinguish between chevel de garde and a regular chevel, and therefore if you use one, people may come to use the other. Okay, let's go on. Omer Rab Abba, Omer Rab Chia Bar Ashi, Omer Rav. May the Adam Chevel Mitoch Beso, the Koshro Beparo Uve Evus. You can bring a rope from in the house, and you can tie one end to your cow, and the other end to the, what's it called, to the feeding trout. And that's okay. And the pashtus has to do with kshira, that we're not afraid that you're going to leave, you're going to untie these ropes eventually. You're not going to leave them there. Eiste Rav Acha Arika, Dehu Rav Acha Bar Papa, L'Rabbi Abba. Right? Rav Acha Arika, who is Rav Acha Bar Papa, asks Rav Abba. Chevel Shebe'evus says, what's it called, that if you have a rope tied onto a feeding place, Koshro Bepara, and you're allowed to tie the other end to the para, the sheva para kosher be'evos. And if it's tied onto the para, you're allowed to tie it onto the feeding thing. Uvilvad shlo yovi chevel mitol peso v'yikshar be'para uve'evos. As long as you don't bring a rope to begin with and tie both ends. Mara says, hasam chevel di alma, hachol chevel di gardi. They are using a regular rope, and we're afraid that you'll leave it there. That's the way Rashi learns. Right? Since, what's it called, you're tying both ends, there's no reason that you're going to untie either of them. But on the other hand, if one end was already tied, so then, what's it called, that end you'll probably leave tied. And the other end you will untie. In other words, you're going to untie your cow from this thing at some point. Not going to leave it there forever. So one end you're going to have to untie. So if you tie both ends, there's no reason, if the thing was, what's it called, no end was tied, then it's possible that you'll untie one of them and leave the other one tied. So one's going to be a kesher shel kayama. But if you're only tying one end and the other end was already tied, it's mistaber, you'll leave the one that was tied already tied, that you didn't make on Shabbos. And you'll untie the other one. So it won't be a kesher shel kayama. That's the difference. But if you're bringing one and tying both ends, where you could leave then one of those knots forever, that's aser, unless you're using a chevel de gardi, which you won't leave there because you need it for the weaving. Okay. Rashi, the kosher b'para, rosho echad, one end you tie onto the cow, v'asheni b'evus, and the other one in the feeding place. V'lo chayshin and shema k'shiyatir ha'para lo yatir ala kesher shebarosho. We're not afraid that when you untie the cow, which for sure you're going to untie the cow, one way or the other, right, you'll leave the other one connected to the feeding place. V'yivatl ha'chevel b'evus. Shemuchan lekach or yater shebeevos v'yavatlo shebeparah. The nimtzo echad shel kayama. Right? We're not afraid that you'll leave one of them tied forever. Okay, and like we explained, I think the Bach explains that idea that if you're tying both of them, it's possible that one you'll leave. But if one's already tied, mistaber, that's the one you'll leave tied, and you'll untie the other one. And if you use a chevel de garde, you won't leave it there b'chlal, because you need the rope for something else. Okay. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, kli kivoy mutar l'tantlam b'shabbos. Kalim of what's it called, of a weaving, weaver's kalim are mutar to me, they're not mukta. Rashi, kli kivoy, kli organ, weaver's kalim. V'ayi da'ayri b'chevel de garde, noket lachas. Rashi explains, the reason that it brings it down here is because since we're talking about a rope that was used by weavers, so we're going to mention things to do with weaving. The Rambam seems to say that the halacha before of bringing a chevel from your house and being kosher it, the par and the avos, is not because of kshira. We're not afraid you're going to leave it there, either one. But the problem is a shayla of mukta, right? What kind of rope is mukta or not? So the whole shayla over here was a mukta shayla, and that's a continuation now. But why now in the Gemara? Because, no, because since we were speaking about tying up the thing, so it spoke about tying this with another problem with it. Okay. So, but Rashi says the connection is a very weak connection. Since we're talking about chevel de garde, so we're going to talk about weaving now. The way the Rambam learns this sugya, it makes more sense what the connection is. Okay. L'maisa the Meiri paskins like Rabbi Yehuda that were not gozer chevel de garde after chevel stam, and Tosfos holds that what's it called that because l'maisa this gemara over here is mashma that you can bring a chevel de garde, which just seems like Rabbi Yehuda, not like the Chacham. So the Meiri says from here we see that the gemara paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. The Tosfos says not like that. That by a dli we were gozer, but not by avos and para, right? Because by the avos from the par is not shchiach bechlal to tie a kesher shel kayama, and therefore they weren't gozer chevel de garde after a regular chevel, but by a dli, right? By the avos from the par it's not shchiach. By the dli it is shchiach to make a kesher shel kayama, and therefore they were gozer chevel de garde after chevel de alma. No, it's not because it's a weaver's rope. It's because it's a weaver's rope, not because what kind of rope it is, because it belongs to a weaver who's not going to let you leave it there, either you or somebody else, right? You borrowed somebody, but he needs it, so he's only going to let you leave it there for Shabbos when he can't weave.
It's where he needs it.
Right. In other words, Shabbos he doesn't need it.
If he didn't need it, it would be a different story.
Right. If not, then it's not a weaver's rope.
Yeah.
Right. The weaver's rope means it belongs to the weaver, either you or somebody else, and you need it. Somebody needs it. Right. Right. Not going to leave it there. They also say that it's only the case of the Rashba says that the case where you're not allowed to tie the use the chevel de garde by a bucket, by a ladle, is only if the ladle's tied to the boar. Then you leave that all the time. But if it's not tied to the boar, just it's down there, and you want to tie it on to hold it in your hand or whatever, then we're not gozer either, because it's not shchiach that you're going to leave it there forever. So wherever it's not shchiach, they're not gozer chevel de garde after regular chavolim. Where it's shchiach, there they were gozer. Okay. Aniva, the tour and the mechaber paskin that, like the chachamim, that a bow is not considered an ak. And the Mordechai says that tzdafka, if you make a bow on a bow, two bows together, right, is not a kesher. But if you have a knot and a bow on top of it, that is called a kesher, according to the Mordechai.
Like
our shoes, was biyasim. The Ramah holds that aniva al gabi kesher is mutter, and the Taz and the Mogen Avram say that's only if you plan to untie it that day. But if you plan to leave it there, then a knot with an aniva on is also. So if you plan not to untie your shoes, you're not allowed to tie a knot and then a bow over it. But a bow without a knot, that's mutter even if you plan to leave it forever. It's not considered. That's not considered a knot.
Okay.
What?
Yes, they
said one day. They said no. The way to be mutter, that's a shayla of what's considered kesher sheino shel kayoma klal, which is also mutter rabbanan. In order to be mutter, well, what's it called? We're matbid that in many things have to be undone that day to be mutter. Okay. So let's go on. Now we have a shayla of muktzah. Now we're getting away from tying. but weavers kelim are mutter l'talklim b'Shabbos. Rashi, kli kivoy, kli orgim. V'ayu de'ari b'chevel de'gari, mutter l'hocha, mutter l'talklim, l'shnei hakonim, l'tash mishachir. You're allowed to move them around if you need them to use, not obviously for weaving. V'ashmin, and de'en gardi makbir aleihem, v'lohavi malachtan l'isr. So Rashi learns they're not even considered klisha malachto l'isr. The shayla over here is the following. If you have something that's used for Isser, but it's also used for Heter. So Isser and Heter, and equally, right? These kelim can be used for weaving, but they can be used equally for something that's not weaving. So Rashi learns that that's not called Klisha Malachta L'Isser. Klisha Malachta L'Isser is where it's basically a Kli of Isser, even though you could use it like a hammer, right? A hammer is basically used for building. You could crack nuts with it, but that's not the normal usage. Right, and usually makbid, not to dafka use it for nuts, but to use it for building. So a hammer is klisha malachta l'isser, but you could use it l'tzarech gufo makomo. Gufo would mean to do nuts, but it has a din of klisha malachta l'isser. But something that they're not makbid on dafka to use it for isser, it's used equally for heter, then that's not called klisha malachta l'isser b'chlal. It's klisha malachta l'isser and l'heter equally, and that's called klisha malachta l'heter, and you're allowed to use it for anything, not to move it around for anything. That's how Rashi learned. Other Rishonim learn, the Shaila is it a, what's it called, Kli, Shemalachto L'Isser, that's also Mukta Machmas Ichsar and Kis. For sure it's Malachto L'Isser, used for weaving. Shaila is it also Mukta Machmas Ichsar and Kis, that they're mocked but not to use it for anything else, and then L'maisi wouldn't be allowed to metalkal at all. The Shaila over here is only, could you metalkal the Tzor Gufo Makoma? The way Rashi learns, could you metalkal for anything? It's not a Kli, Shemalachto L'Isser. What? Yeah, but Rashi says it's not a klisha malachta l'isser. Right? Is it, what's it called? Right. Okay. Bo minei mi Rav Yehuda. Kovid ho'elyon v'kovid ha'tachton mahu. What about the parts of the loom, right, that are heavy beams that go on the top and the bottom? In v'lav v'raf yibiz. He didn't, couldn't answer him. He didn't know. Yes, no, he wasn't sure. Okay, Rashi, Kovid ho'elyon, v'atachton, mahu, mi amrin na'aydi di'akire, lochozu, stomayo l'tashm shachrino, v'havale dover shemach l'isser. These, since they're heavy, you don't carry them around and use them for other uses. And therefore, they become a klisha malach l'isser. Again, not mukzumach l'isser in keys. But since you basically don't use it except for weaving, right, it's a klisha malach l'isser. Itmar Omer of Nachman Omer Shmuel Kli Kivoy Mutter L'Talkin V'Shabbos Afilu Kovid Elyon V'Kovid HaTachton. Even those parts of the loom that are heavy also are not Miyucha Dafka for weaving. They what's it called? They use them easily. Ray Rashi learns for other things also. Avalo Esu Amudim, but not the standing uprights that make the loom. Omer Le Rovel of Nachman Maishno Amudim Delo. Right? Why not? Why not the uprights? Ilema De Kovid Gumos. Right, if it's because they go into the ground, and when you pick them out, you're what's it called, filling up the holes or what's it called, be filled up. Gumos from Melaka have you. The gumos automatically happen by themselves. Disnan, we have a similar case where you make a hole on Shabbos and it's not a problem. Disnan hatoming lefes utznonos tachas hagefen. If you hide, what's it called, store. Different kinds of vegetables, radishes, right, under a geffen. They're not planted. You're just storing them to keep them fresh. So, and they're not connected to the ground. In nixas olav migulin, if some of the leaves are uncovered, that's only the gabi hilchos Shabbos, eino choshesh. You don't have to worry, lo mishum kilayim, you're not planting them, you're just storing them there in the ground. You're burying them in the ground. So there's no kilayim. The lomishum shvius, there's no what's it called, the halachas of shvius that you're planting it during shvius, not planting. The lomishum meiser, and if you take it out, you don't have to take meiser again, right? You just stored them in the ground. You didn't plant them, that now you should have to take meiser again. Then you tell them a Shabbos, right? And you also can what's it called, take them out on Shabbos. When you take them out on Shabbos, you're making a hole. You're leaving a hole where they were, right? Now you're taking it by the leaves and pulling them out, and there's going to be a hole. So you're making a hole. Same thing over here. When you take these amudim out, you're going to leave a hole. When it says, "Besod lo asilashvi gumos," in a field, we're not afraid that this kind of hole, you're going to end up smoothing out or whatever. But but over here, the weavers don't do it in the field, they do it in the house. And in your house, if you make you uproot the floor, we're afraid you come to smooth it out again. So there is a problem. That's because that's why the amudim, you're not allowed to move around on Shabbos. Rashi, v'rafya b'yadei, refuya haisat shuva b'thidim, le'esrim l'hatri, he wasn't sure. Ha'amudim, osim ha'minukavol sh'orgim bohem hanoshim. These are the, they have holes in them, and that's how you, they're part of the loom. The ka'ovid guma, k'shecholtzim in ha'arz, when you take them out of the ground, she'in t'chuvos b'guma, mezis ha'ofer, v'ovid guma, makum ha'amud. The place where the amud was now becomes a hole. Mixus olam megulim, yishum nitong b'shabas nakat. The only reason that part of the leaves have to be uncovered is l'gabi the hilchos Shabbos. L'gabi kilayim, whatever, you could bury it completely. You're not planting it. It's not kilayim. It's not shvi. It's not meiser. But for Shabbos, if some of the leaves aren't uncovered, there's no way to grab it. You have to dig a hole to get to it. That you can't do on Shabbos. Then you're going to move the offer. But here, all you have to do is pick it up, and the hole comes from a nail. That's okay. The ilav havi megulim in lo b'mala also. It's not planted. It doesn't take root. That if you planted it, then the thing is buckled, it becomes a seed, and when you take it out, you have to take root to maisers again. Mirabi Yehuda bar Livoy, kli kivoy, kigon kovid ho elyon, ve kovid atachtung, mal letalklam b'shabbos. Omer lei, ein metalklam. This is a different sheet. You're not allowed to move them around. Matam, vishen yitolim. Because since they're usually not carried around, you don't use them for other things, where Rashi learns, and therefore they're klishim lachto le'isr. And ein yitolim means you can't take them except with sort of gufo makoma. Or according to the other sheet, is you can't move them at all because they're klishim muksa machasor and kis. But vishen yitolim afkechol, and they call them. Even during the week, you don't use them for anything else. You leave them there. Therefore, it's all been used for weaving. Therefore, it's klishim lachto le'isr. Okay. Anything else here? No. Let me set it right here. Let's go on. Okay. Nekaplin esakelim afilu arbo v'chamisha pam. You're allowed to fold clothing even four or five times. Umatzin esamitos. In other words, if you have to keep folding them throughout Shabbos, you can keep folding them. See, one second what that. The Gemara is going to limit that. Umatzina samitos, you're allowed to make the bed milele Shabbos l'Shabbos from Friday night to Shabbos morning. Avalomi Shabbos l'motzoi Shabbos, but not from Shabbos to motzoi Shabbos. Rabbi Shmuel Omer mekaplin sakelin umatzina samitos miyom kippur l'Shabbos. If Yom Kippur falls on erev Shabbos, then you're allowed to fold clothing and make the beds from Yom Kippur for the sake of Shabbos. The chelve Shabbos craving biyom kippurim. And you're allowed, halacha is that korbanos that were brought on Shabbos, you're allowed to finish being makriv them on Yom Kippur, which falls after Shabbos. If Yom Kippur falls on Motzei Shabbos, so the halacha is you bring a korban during the day and you burn the evarim at night. You're allowed to burn the evarim of Shabbos on Motzei Shabbos, which is Yom Kippur. Avalosha Yom Kippur b'Shabbos, but not... If Yom Kippur falls Erev Shabbos, you're not allowed to burn the Evarim that you brought the carbon on Yom Kippur on Shabbos, on Motzei Shabbos, which is on Motzei Yom Kippur, which is Shabbos. Revi Akiva Omer, Losho Shabbos Kredim Yom Kippurim, Velosho Yom Kippurim Kredim Shabbos. Either way, it's awesome. You can't be Maktir, something that was brought on Shabbos on Yom Kippur, which is Motzei Shabbos, or on Shabbos, which is Motzei Yom Kippur. Rashi, mekaplin is akelin, begodim, kishaposhto, mekaplin, mitnesha misrachachim, mikibusam, umiskantim, ksheena mikupolim. So Rashi says the folding is regular folding. What happens if you don't fold them is they get creased. So you're folding them, they shouldn't get creased. Afilu dal veipam, kide lazul of ocean, but beyond. You want to put them on, take them off, or whatever. Every time you take it off, you're allowed to fold it. Miyom akipurim l'shabbos, kigonim cholim akipurim los b'erev Shabbos. Yom Kippur falls on Erev Shabbos, then you're allowed to, fold these things and make the beds from Yom Kippur to Shabbos. Kravim biyom akipurim, shechal lios b'motzei Shabbos. And you can be makriv, makter, the emurim of korbanos you brought on Shabbos, on Motzei Shabbos, which is Yom Kippur. Okay. Amrei Dvei Rabbi Yanai, Lo Shonu Ela Ba'ad Mechad. So Rashi learns that the Makaplim over here is talking about regular folding of clothing. Other Rishonim learn that it's talking about putting it in a press, not stam folding them. Folding them with a press that presses them down. That's what's Aser over here. But regular folding is mutter completely. Okay, but the way Rashi learns regular folding. So Amrei Dvei Rabbi Yanai, so now the sugya will be, according to different Rishonim, what exactly you're doing. Lo shanu ela ba'adam echad. It's only if one person is doing it. Avo b'shnei b'nei adam lo. They used to have this press, according to the ones who say it's talking about a press, one person couldn't really make it tight. But two people could really make this thing tight, that's when it's awesome. But with one person, even with the press, is mutter. Right? But according to Rashi, it means that you can fold the clothing if you're holding it alone and you don't really fold it well, whatever. And Masheki, two people folding it together really fold it well, and that's not okay. And even one person, the Svarim say, according to this, is only if he's holding it in the air. But if he puts one end down on a bench or whatever to fold, it's like somebody else is holding it. That's like two people. So you can only fold it if you don't put an end down and fold it like that, but you fold it while you're holding both ends, then it doesn't fold well. Which malacha? It could be it's part of, what's it called, of malade. It's like making the clothing, keeping them better, making them look better. Okay. And others hold it only because of tircha. Over Adam Echad Namilo Amran, Ela Bechadoshim. It's only if it's new clothing, because they don't hold the crease that well. But if it's older clothing, then it really makes them look better, and it holds the crease, then it's what's it called, you can't do that. The chadoshim dami lo amir, and the only time the chadoshim are mutter, ela b'levonim, is only if they're white. Avo b'tzvuyim lo, that the colored clothing also is awesome. V'lo amir ela she'in lo l'hachlit, and it's only if you don't have any other clothing to wear, or you have only weekday clothing, right? And some say even if you don't have something as nice. But if you have other clothing to wear that's Shabbistic or as nice, according to those that hold it's not as nice, that's called you don't have something else, then you have to wear the other thing and not fold this. So this will get creased, fine, so you'll fix it up during the week. You don't need it for Shabbos. So it comes out, the only thing that's mutter to fold, the way Rashi learns, stam folding, is new white clothing that one person does it by himself and you have nothing else to wear. Then you can fold it. Which limits it very much. V'shnei b'nei adam, k'shemekaplin osa mefashtim kimtehen v'nirin k'mesakten. It's like tikkun. It's like mesakten the kli, the begging. Yishenim kipulon mesakten yoser min hachadoshim. When they're old, the kipul helps more. Shehachadoshim koshen me'aleyem ve'em b'marim likmol. The new ones are harder and they don't take the crease. Svuim kipulon mesakten. If you have other clothing to wear, then you fold these. Tani Tana shall base rag that Lialoha Yamakaplin Kli Lovan Shalohan Mipne Shahayalohem Lahaklif. They never folded even the white, new ones, because they had other clothing to wear. They always had other clothing. Omrafunim Yeshlo Lahaklif Yachlif. Then Ain Lola Haklif Yishal Shall Bivigoda. If you have on Shabbos, if you have other clothing to wear, Shabbos clothing, you should change to Shabbos clothing. Now it's not talking about folding. Stop. If a person has clothing to change for Shabbos, he should change for Shabbos. If he doesn't have what to change, then you should make the clothing look different, longer on Shabbos, and usually you bunch it up and wear it short, put it under the belt. On Shabbos, you should make it look longer, so it looks different. Maskiflor of Safra, Hovis, Chazi, Karamas, Rucha. It looks like Gaiva. You're making your clothing look like you're a big shot. Mara says, Kivin, the Chol Yom Alokavit, the Ha'idna, the Ka'avit. You don't do it during the week. You only do it on Shabbos. It's obviously you're doing it to cover Shabbos, not because you want to look like a big shot. Lomis, Chazi, Karamas, Rucha. Rashi. Yesh lahachlif yachlif. Mish yesh lah begodim levad. Me osin shalobish bechol. Yachlif mishabbos. Somebody has other than weekday clothing, he should change his clothing for Shabbos and put on Shabbos clothing. You shall should be, if you don't have other clothing, You're going to wear the same, you have only one article of clothing to wear. You have only one robe. So Yishal Shabagadav, Klape Mata, Shiyiru Arukim, the Hu Midas Ashirim, Hayoshim of Esom, Veinam Surch Mesalik Bigdeim in Haaretz, Vishir Malacha, the Covered Shabbos. People usually, they're working, they pick up their robe so it doesn't get in the way. So they put it under the belt, and that way they raise it up. But on Shabbos, you're not working, so you can leave it long. And that's how Ashirim dress. They dress with long robes, and they don't pick it up because they don't work. So it looks covered, looks like Shabbos stick if you pick it up. It also looks like you think you're an usher. So since you don't do it the whole week, you only do it on Shabbos, obviously for covered Shabbos. V'chibadeto me'asos drachecha. Right? So now we're going to say, where do you know you have to change your clothing for Shabbos? You have to be mechabed the Shabbos from doing your regular things. V'chibadeto shelo yamabushcha sheshabbos kemabushcha. You shouldn't wear clothing that's befitting the weekday on Shabbos. Right? That's part of the chibadato. That's part of covered Shabbos, wearing clothing that is befitting Shabbos. V'chihad Rabbi Yochanan, kori lamani mechabdusi. The word, the clothing is mechabed the person. And therefore, part of the covered of Shabbos is wearing the Shabbos sticker clothing. Me'asos drachecha, and therefore has nothing to do with how you look outside. It's for your own sake. Even in the house, you shouldn't wear what's it called, big day chol on Shabbos. Me'asos drachecha, shelo yahilucha shel Shabbos kilucha shel chol. You shouldn't walk on Shabbos like you walk in the week. If you walk during the week, we'll see, with the big steps or whatever, Shabbos you should walk, more easy. Mimso chetzecha, you can't do your things. Chetzecha surim chetze shamayim mutarim. The things that are l'shem shamayim, things that are not your own endeavors, that you can do. The Gemara is going to explain all of these things. What we're talking about, what's mutar chetze shamayim, and what's mutar when it's not chetze shamayim. Shelo yehi mechabdusi. The clothing is a covet for the person. Therefore, the way of being mechabed Shabbos is by wearing Shabbos sticker clothing. Shielo iluchach lekam beforishlo. Mimtochet secho ki adyamrim be'erivin lo yitayelon mosof sadeo b'Shabbos leida ma'itzricha achra Shabbos. Shouldn't take care of your business on Shabbos, or even things that are not malacha. To go around and see and inspect your fields or whatever. Chetzei shamayim mutarim, can go and post in Stoka. Right, Stoka in Yonim is not your business, that's Stoka business. Shemayim business, the shatzin al tinokas liares a mitzvah. Those things you can take care of. Those kinds of business you can take care of on Shabbos. So just the with the kippul. We said already the Ram holds that it's talking about not folding it regularly. The Rambam, the Aruch HaShulchan also learns like that, and the Shulchan Aruch doesn't hold like that. Shulchan Aruch holds like Rashi, it's talking about regular folding. The Chidah says you can be somech on that shita, that it's not talking about regular folding, and for the same mitzvah, you're allowed to fold a talus on Shabbos, what's it called, talus shel mitzvah, to be someich on that shita, that it's not talking about our kind of folding. The Meister, we're not necessarily someich on that, but somebody who's someich, that's folded his talus on Shabbos, has so who to be someich on.
Even for tomorrow.
What?
Even for tomorrow.
Yeah. See, one second. The next Shabbos, right? The next Shabbos.
Somebody has only one talus, is it better?
Well,
I mean, if somebody has two talus, is it better than only has one talus?
Yeah, because then you're folding it for the next Shabbos. Okay, what's it called? Rashi holds Zosser, and the way Rashi learns that the whole purpose is not because it makes the creases, but because it keeps the rest of it from being creased, that it makes no difference if you fold it on the original creases or you fold it on other creases. The whole thing is that you're masaking it by keeping out the creases and the rest of the begging. Others hold that what's it called, the Rav Yos says it's only if you fold on the original creases, because the Isser is not keeping away the creases from the best of the beggar, it's making these creases. So it's only if you fold it on the original creases that's a problem. If you fold it on other things, not become creased. And the Mechaber holds like that also, like the Rav Yos, and the Mishabura Pasan is like that, and therefore, what's it called, if you fold it on other creases, new creases, not Osser. You don't have, as long as you don't fold it on the original creases. And the Chayodim says that's only where you need the beged for that Shabbos. But if you're folding it up and you don't need it again, then even not on its original creases, you shouldn't fold it. The Magen Avraham says that you shouldn't fold it bichlal, even not on the original creases. It should be machmer, even in a case where the halacha is that you have to fold it. If you borrow somebody's talus, shlomi daito, The halacha is you have to fold it before you give it back. Right? And you could even fold it not on the original creases. Right? As long as it's folded up. And the Morgan Avram says you shouldn't do that on Shabbos. You shouldn't give it back folded, even not on the original creases. And the, what's it called? This, Shnei B'nei Adam, the Rach says, because that's a Maisuman. You can do it better if you have two people. So it's Misak and the Begad better. And the Ran says, because it's extra Tircha if it's two people. And what's called a Begad Chadash? So the Balatruma says that nobody wore it yet. And the Shulchan Aruch holds not like that, that they haven't been washed yet. People could have worn it, but it has never been washed. That's what constitutes a new Begad. And the Yofel Alev says that, not like the Shulchan Aruch, that from one Shabbos to another Shabbos is mutter. In other words, if you're folding your Shabbos talus on Shabbos and you're not going to use it till next Shabbos, that's okay. You're folding from one Shabbos, not to Chol. You're folding from Shabbos to Shabbos. And the Shulchan Aruch holds no. It has to be Dafka Lebo Bayom. You need it that day. Not to Chol, because that's Hachana, and not even to the next Shabbos. It has to be that you're going to use it that day. If not, you don't use it that day. You can fold it during the week for the next Shabbos. You don't have to fold it on Shabbos.